When the young Jane set out from her parents' home at Great Hallingbury for Henry's court, she believed that she had the world before her. And for a while, she had. She married a man of her own age, from an up-and-coming family, and whom her father considered a good match. She should have become the traditional Tudor matron, running her household and coming to court when required, rather like a carbon copy of her own mother. She was destined to be the mistress of Hever and Blickling, dividing her time between those two great houses and the court presided over by Henry and Catherine of Aragon. Her sister-in-law, Anne, could be expected to have married well, but should have been no more than a footnote in history, if that. Her husband, George, might well have become a royal counsellor, following in the footsteps of his father, Sir Thomas. But under normal circumstances, the Boleyns would not have been catapulted into positions of such supreme prominence. But for normality to have existed, Prince Henry needed to have survived. He had not. And the king's doubts about the legality of his marriage had festered. That her sister-in-law, Anne, should not only catch the eye of the king, but become his wife, with George constantly at her side, had not been foreseeable when Jane had taken her marriage vows. We cannot know what Jane had really thought about the Boleyns' changed fortunes, but she had played her part in the ceremonies connected with Anne's new rank, settled down within the bedchamber, and accepted the rewards of royal favour with no sign of unease. The lure of the court had swiftly cast its spell.